Thank you for listening to the Good News Is podcast, bringing you good news from around the globe. Violent crime in the United States fell for a fifth straight year in 2011, and the number of murders dropped to the lowest in more than four decades, the FBI said on Monday. U.S. violent crime rates, which include murder, rape, robbery, and assault, dropped 4% in 2011 from the previous year. In addition, property crime covering burglary, larceny, and motor vehicle theft edged down as well, marking the ninth consecutive annual drop in property crimes. In the tight Massachusetts Senate race, GOP incumbent Scott Brown and his Democratic challenger Elizabeth Warren have signed a deal to discourage third-party groups from running television, radio, and online ads in Massachusetts. At this point, their pleas seem to have been heard. Voters are not hearing any negative advertising because each of the candidates is airing a variety of positive ads instead. Their hope is that this example will be followed by other politicians as well. German solar power plants produced a world record 22 gigawatts of electricity, equal to 20 nuclear power stations at full capacity, throughout the midday hours of one Friday and Saturday last month. The solar power that fed the national grid on Saturday met nearly 50% of the nation's midday electricity needs. Germany's government decided to abandon nuclear power after the Fukushima nuclear disaster last year, closing eight plants immediately and shutting down the remaining nine by 2022. They will be replaced by renewable energy sources such as wind, solar, and biomass. And our top story for today, a former bus driver who in her senior years works as a bus monitor sat patiently through 10 minutes of relentless and brutal bullying by middle school kids on her route. Now the video has gone viral and an online social media community has rallied together to support her and raise the money to send her on a vacation. As is normal for the Reddit website, users were inspired to donate, and within 24 hours, the total surpassed $160,000 and now has soared past $172,000. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening in to The Good News Is.